while the Paris Agreement, which enters into force tomorrow, is indeed, and by every account, a great achievement, something that we need to adhere to and celebrate. But at the same time, more needs to be done. Because according to scientific research and according to the findings, the goals that have been agreed by countries under the Paris Agreement would send away 30% of the emissions reductions actually required to stay below 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees Celsius, which is kind of the safe temperature level. So the question is, if these are the pledges that government made, and which are ambitious and which are good, but are not good enough, then what else needs to be done? And this is the question that we pose today. And therefore, the report offers a number of possibilities and solutions. One of the main things that we look at is sustainable and renewable energy. And the report finds that there is great opportunity if governments, the private sector, and communities at large start in the largest scale possible investing in these areas. The second area that we look at is the actions by non-state actors, such as cities, such as industry, the financial sector. It is only through these actions that we could supplement government efforts. It's a human issue. It is not only a government issue.
What happens if we fail to take such actions? What are the potential risks that we may face if current trends continue unchanged?
If we fail to take additional action now, it is inevitable that the impacts of climate change are going to worsen. And this will have not only financial results and impacts, it's going to have impacts on the safety and the security of the planet and the people, their livelihoods, their health, and it will be, to be honest, disaster or tragedy. So there is a need to take immediate action now. There is no doubt about it. And I will recall President Barack Obama at the last General Assembly when he managed to name climate change as the number one enemy. And he put it there even before ISIS today. And I think he was not being dramatic or unrealistic. I think he was being extremely aware of the dangers that can befall us, because no armies and no technology can stand against the impact of climate change.